Don't hate me.
Oh, we love
her. Good morning from CILFM Athletic Director Jerry Kill.
You know, it's been incredible, and, you know, we're starting off this week, you know, here on the radio, and we have all kinds of functions that are going on throughout the week, and we're excited, and I'm here with my partner in crime, Jason Fairfield, and I'm going to have Jason go over a few of some of the events that we're doing, but from an athletic director standpoint is that we have no chance for success if it's not for the people of Southern Illinois, and right now, we've got to help each other because we've got to get enrollment up, and that helps the community, the area, the job market. And so we all got to work together. Yeah. And I think that, you know, we're doing that maybe better than we've had in a while. And I know the people have been tremendously receptive to helping us out. So here's some of the things. I'll let Jason kind of go over them because it is a big celebration and appreciation of what all the people have done for us.
I know a lot of people are exhaling this morning after hearing the April Fools, because let me tell you, they were fighting for the Saluki mascot this morning. So that is a great sign, okay? Yep.
Yes, it
they
is.
They were very upset that that would even be an option. So, hi, Jason. Nice to meet you.
Good morning. Nice to meet you as well. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I guess, fortunately or unfortunately, it's April Fools, and Coach and I are trying to promote Southern Illinois Appreciation Week. I guess that's the way it goes. But, you know, like Coach said, we're going to be out in the community all week long saying thank you. It starts today from 11 to 1 out at Culver's in Marion. And then tomorrow we go to Quattro's in Carbondale from 11 to 1. And then come on out to the softball field at 4 o'clock tomorrow. We play Murray State. That was a nice game that actually got rained out earlier in the day. They added that to this week. And then Wednesday we go to Fat Bottom Betty's from 5 to 7. And Paxton Guy is going to be out there on live remote from ESPN 103.5. And then Thursday we head on over to Kroger from 4 to 6. And then Friday's a pretty full day for us at McAllister's in Carbondale from 11 to 1 with another live remote with Paxton on ESPN 103.5 from 11 to 1. And then we have a baseball game that evening against Missouri State. We kick off our conference play against Missouri State. We actually are 11-2 currently at home with our baseball program, so they're doing
wonderful.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Come on out to Itchy Jones Stadium and see them. And then we move into Saturday quickly with the spring tailgate. We ask people to come out, start your tailgate up early from 8 to noon or 11:30, and then we actually have an inaugural SASF bags tournament. It's going to be starting about 10 a.m. Then we have the spring game and included the softball game at noon, doubleheader against Evansville, and then baseball against Missouri State. So you can tell that's a lot of information in a short amount of time. But really, just look for us everywhere. We had an ad in the Southern Illinoisan yesterday that details this greatly. Mm-hmm. And we'd just love to see you out there so we can say thanks.
Yeah, we've got some information that we can pass along on our social media as well. I love the idea of, you know, the coaches and some of the staff and athletics getting together and doing their own tour, coming to us. You know, it's like we turn out at the stadium, we turn out at the ball field, and I like the idea of you guys kind of coming to us. It's pretty cool.
Well, it is, and I think that, you know, we need to really be honest with you is we need to get out and bring people, you know, to our special place at our university, and we've got to do that enrollment and everything we do. You know, you got to go out and get people, and once they have a good experience, they'll come back. So, you know, again, all the things that we got going is Jason's reminding me that we definitely have a busy weekend and with the announcement of having the Dotsons take over, it's even going to make it more difficult, Leah. I thought I might mention that with all the emails that I'll receive, and I'll try to let everybody know. That's all Leah's fault. You got to blame everybody. Blame somebody, right, Leah?
Blame me, please. Blame me. I'm so sorry.
But it's exciting because you know, these are the home folk that. Or to be honest, they're asked every year to do things over and over and over. and they step up to the plate. And I think they've stepped up even bigger because they know that we need each other.
Athletic director Jerry Kill this morning, always going to be the coach, of course, in my mind. And Jason Fairfield, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I hope your job gets easier from here today. You got the hard part out of the way this morning.
I think it definitely will, yes.
My apologies, but I feel like you guys were coming in to hang out this morning, and hopefully you had some fun with it. And don't hate me.
Oh, we love you.
Good morning from CILFM. Your birthday shout-out's next. CILFM.